I said that I would give you the Moker. I quoted yesterday a Hadron, and I said it's Toshim Mem Hei. Really, it's in Toshim Mem Vav, and it's Ois Yud. So just for the records, where the Rebbe explains the Chiyuv of Emunah Mashiach, it's in the Hadron of Toshim Mem Vav, Ois Yud. Today we're going to discuss two Nekudas. Nekuda number one is, fine, that explains why we have to believe in Mashiach. Why are you considered a kaifer if you don't await Mashiach? Why are you considered a kaifer if you don't like Mashiach? I believe in it, yeah? Do I believe that people pass away? People do, it happens. But do we want it? You await it? No. Do we believe in Olam Haba? Yes. Am I waiting to get there? No. So why is it that if you don't await Mashiach, if you believe in it, and you don't await it, that you're considered a kaifer? And I want to explain, this is also comes out from that Hadron, Ha'or 35. And that Hadron, Rebbe explains like this. Mashiach, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? The Eibishter is going to be revealed, and we're going to be able to do all the Torah and mitzvahs that we were not able to do until now. First of all the mitzvahs which were hidden, we're going to be able to do. And even the mitzvahs which we were able to do until now, we are going to be doing on a much higher level. Like it says, "V'sham nasa v'cham k'mitzvahs etzeinecha," we're going to be able to do it the way you really wanted to. So it comes out, a yid that doesn't like let's take a step further. Something good you wait for. If someone tells you that you're going to be getting $1 million tonight, you're going to wait for it. You want it. It's a fact. It's what you want. If a yid does not want Mashiach, means that Torah and mitzvahs do not excite him. When he hears he's going to have more Torah and mitzvahs, it's like, oh no. If someone that has that reaction, it means to felt by him the whole Yisoid of the Eibishter. If he doesn't care that the Eibishter is in Golos, and when Mashiach comes, he's going to be, Shechinta is not going to be begalusa, and he's not looking forward to that, that means he's missing in the whole Yisoid of what the Eibishter is. He's missing in the whole Yisoid of Torah mitzvahs. So such a person is considered a kofer b'Torah b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we're going to go on to explain the chiyuv and the obligation to be more actively involved in Mashiach in this generation in comparison to other generations. The first thing we have is Ois Gimel from the Maamar Basi Lagani Tashin Yud Aleph. I'm going to quote for you five lines. I'm sure you all know it, you learned it, but I'm going to quote it anyways. Five lines, the last five lines from Ois Gimel from Tavshin Yud Aleph, the Maimer. V'nizeh toivi mikol echad me'echad me'itanu der ha'shvi. This is what's demanded from each and every one of us in der ha'shvi. D'chol ha'shvi in chaviv, and all the seven are favored. D'im ha'yoi shezeh shanachnu b'der ha'shvi. Notwithstanding the fact that this, that we are in der ha'shvi, we didn't choose it. We didn't earn it. Maybe we don't even want it. Too bad. We are holding now at the end, right before Mashiach. And what's our avoda? Rebbe spells it out. V'ha avoda, and avoda is, we have to bring the Gula, we have to bring the Shekhinah back here to this world. Not just the regular level of Shekhinah, the main Shekhinah, in this world. In other words, whether we like it or not, we have this obligated mission, and we have to bring Mashiach. That is something which is our chiyuv. If this chiyuv on top of us was always, the chiyuv took on new meaning on the sicha to the shluchim chayesara tovshin and beis. In the sicha of chayesara tovshin and beis, the Rebbe spoke to the kinus ha-shluchim. And even though it sounds like the Rebbe is speaking to the shluchim, we're soon going to show you what the Rebbe says, that this is demanded from every one of us. Chayesara tovshin and beis, which obviously was Shabbos Mevorachim Kislev, Tavshin and Beis, the Rebbe said, "Kimedu Berkan upon him," like we spoke many times. Ice Aleph. As Naisiv to the Nikudim Meshutefes in Klaus Avaidis Ashlichis Meyidim Bechlal Al Shluchim from the Rebbe Shter, in addition to the general Avaid of Shlichis that we have, as you know, we're created by the Rebbe Shter, was Anin Nevreis L'Shamish Eskoini, and especially the Shluchim of Nesid Eireinu, Kum Tzum is Man L'Zman Achidush in the Shlichis, is a new Chidush in the Shlichis. A Shlichis Meyuched is a special Shlichis. Was in them Torchen is the Shah, this is the gateway, Dorch Vechem, Al Inyon HaShlichis HaNayla, everything goes through this gate. What is it? Listen to this. Val Chaskama Vekama, Benidin Didan, especially in our case, Achidish Kloli Vikri, a general fundamental revolution. Was in it blois Nocha Prat in the Shlichis. It's not another thing that I do. I'm a Shliach and I have a bunch of things, and this is another thing that I do. Not a Iker. It's a main thing. On an Inyan Kloli Beis, and a very general thing. The Rebbe says, "Bees the Inyan Achi Kloli in Yiddishkeit." It's the most fundamental, general thing in the whole Yiddishkeit. Hachana Lebeis Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is the Hachana of bringing Mashiach, was Nemtarum Ale Nekudis Uprotim from the Avedas Hashliches, which takes and surrounds all the details of the Avedas Hashliches. So you're going to ask yourself, well, maybe I'm not a shliach. So the Rebbe said in that same sicha, in Ois Yud Beis, und das kommt als noch mehr bei der Reinu Zeb im Yucha, this is especially in our generation, and welches zukum na chidush in the in ha-shliches, where there's new, another chidush in the shliches, as the Rebbe had memanik ven yeder yidim fun dein dar, the Rebbe appointed every Yid in the generation to Zayner Ashliach, to be a Shliach in spreading Yiddishkeit, be to bring the Gula Mitzvah Vashleim, and even to bring Mashiach. And the quote, the end of Ois Yud Dalid over there, of that very same Sikh, I'm going to quote the words, On a Yois as das is the Avodah fun des man, being that this is the avoid of the time, is move on. It's understood. As does is shaykh to yeder yidin, it's shaykh to every yid, on oisnam klal, without any exception. Every single person has to feel achrayis, has to feel part of the shlichus. This thing of bringing Mashiach, to the extent that the Rebbe spoke, that what does it mean that we have to live with Mashiach? The Rebbe spoke, and the Rebbe said that it's not, I'm going to quote you soon the Lashon, that it's not pshat that I wait on the side and let somebody else get involved in bringing Mashiach. It's something that every single person feels achrayis. Every single person has to get involved personally. It's a personal thing for every single yid. And therefore, this we see that this avoid of bringing Mashiach has a special shaykhis to our dirt.